This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The 2004 Summer Olympics are officially open after an epic 3.5-hour ceremony in Athens. The extravaganza welcomed the Games back to where they were born nearly 3,000 years ago. There's been one major distraction from today's celebration. The host country's two top track athletes failed to show up for a drug test. They could be expelled from the Games. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes, but first, NPR's Sylvia Pajoli joins us on the line from Athens. Sylvia, what were the highlights of the opening ceremony?
Well, I think the culminating event was when a former windsurfing gold medalist, Nikos Kaklamanakis, rushed up, ran with a lit torch up a staircase and then lit the long tapered cauldron, where the flame will burn for the next 17 days during the Olympics. All that was preceded by an extravagant show that celebrated Greece as the cradle of democracy, philosophy, theater, and even sport. It started with an allegory of giant Greek sculptures from the various periods of antiquity, the Cycladic, archaic, and classical. They were suspended from the air on cables. This was against a backdrop of music, bouzoukis, drums, symphonies, and even the voice of Maria Callas, the great Greek opera singer. We saw centaurs, we saw leaping bulls, we saw flying dolphins. It was a mixture of history and mythology. We saw the god of love, Eros, flying above two lovers. All this with the stadium flooded with water, more than 2,000 cubic meters of water. It was an extraordinary thing. At the end, an olive tree came out of the water. The olive tree is the symbol of peace, of friendship, and of course it was the olive wreath, which was the prize for winning athletes at the original games in ancient Olympia.
Well, athletes from 202 countries represented at these games, and as those athletes entered the Olympic Stadium, how were they received by the crowd?
It was a very, very warm reception, particularly certain teams. It was the first time that in many, many years that the teams from Afghanistan and Iraq were here at the were participating in the Olympic Games. They got great loud cheers, and especially the U.S. team got a very, very warm ovation. There had been a lot of concern about the U.S. team because this is a country that has an undercurrent of anti-Americanism, has had it in the past, and there was some concern that there might be some signs of that, but none at all, at least at this ceremony. It was a very, very warm and emotional moment.
The opening ceremony, and really so much at the Olympics, seems to be a mix of the old and the new.
In fact, and I think most of all, I think what the modern part was the show itself, its technical sophistication, the pyrotechnics, the glitzy excess. I think this is the main message the organizers were trying to send, that Greece has joined the contemporary world, that it's now a central part of Europe. It's shed its isolation as a Balkan country, and it's been a tremendous effort and a unifying and effort, this Olympic Greek effort, and it's a sign of national pride. They've pulled it off after years of criticism from the international media, and they're very proud of it. I spoke to a man a few days ago, an Olympian architect who is working for the Olympics, and he was so happy, he was so proud. He said, "We have finally gotten rid of our misery. We can now be proud of what we can do today, not just be proud of our ancient history."
A lot of concerns about security there. Can you tell us about the lockdown in Athens?
Oh, well, security has been an obsession. This is the biggest peacetime security operation ever held in Europe. Athletes are outnumbered by guards 7-1. And certainly NATO has been present. There are ships, there are aircraft in the sea, there are aircraft in the air, ships at sea. It's obsessive. And so far, so good.
Thanks, Sylvia.
Thank you.
NPR's Sylvia Pajoli in Athens.